Beth, call this to order. We call it special meeting of September, October 23rd, the quarter. Please call roll.
King.
Here.
Kukoski.
Here.
Riddle.
Here.
Bronson.
Here.
Lavender.
Here.
Temple.
Here.
Kuchar.
Here.
All right, we are meeting the second time on the follow-up of the Romberg-Stoller evaluation, and Tom, you've had a month to meet with staff and stuff to look at the agenda or draft that we had sent.
Yes.
I know you sent something via email.
And I'll give you copies of those too. Janet's in the process of making copies of some preliminary job descriptions, drafts of job descriptions for the department heads, managers. So she'll have those here in a minute. We had an issue with the copying machine, but I think she fixed it, so she's doing that. I'll pass out.
And part of this that you sent, I brought Tom a copy of a form that I have used in the past that worked on percentages, or assigned percentages of time you spent. And so he has followed through with that just to try and look at.
I started to go through that in some detail and break down by department tasks within the department, but it just looked too cumbersome. So the hours that are here are average hours per department and task that I'm required to do.
I thought it best to just verbally elaborate on it than break it out in day-to-day operations, because it varies week to week as far as what task I focus on. I mean, there may be some weeks I spend 75% of my time on the DDA as far as meetings and so forth, and other weeks I spend no time on it and, you know, spend time on other tasks. So that was one of the issues we wanted to look at, is to break out my time. I did also meet with the department heads on an individual basis and as a group, when we look through job descriptions, and again, I'll have job descriptions here for you in a minute. I don't know if we need to go through them by any kind of detail right now, but and also because we have some existing job descriptions. I edited some of them, and every department was in a different format, so I think the detail of the job descriptions are accurate, but I need to put all of them into an existing format so they look all the same. So when you get these, they're not going to look. The headings aren't quite the same. It's wet water and wastewater, and you know, Jason edited his duties and responsibilities, and he took an existing document that was in water and wastewater, and it looks different than the clerk register or the clerk treasurer document does, and the city manager's document is mainly just a listing of responsibilities. So that looks a little bit different. So I thought I probably would. I'm going to talk to NEMCOG. I was at Michigan Citizens Planner last night. Some of our members of Planning Commission are going through Citizens Planner. Denise Klein did the presentation on zoning ordinances, and she's a NEMCOG employee. I talked to her about job descriptions and this organizational analysis, and she suggested that NEMCOG could help us out with that as far as formatting the job descriptions and and was just reviewing them to make sure that they're similar to what other communities use and what other communities' responsibilities are, so forth. Because we are a little bit unique, but some other communities do have combination clerk treasurers like we do. There's, you know, smaller communities like us have combination jobs. It's just a wave of the future. You can't pay manpower and benefits like we used to. So we're not real unique in this case, but I think in a comparative analysis for what Jeff Romberg did with other communities, our manpower is much more deficient as far as some other communities, as far as numbers and so forth, and responsibilities. So I don't know exactly what the format is. If you want to go forward, if you want to go through the proposed action plan, or discuss my responsibilities as city manager in this simple spreadsheet. And I say it's simple. It took me quite a bit of time as far as to organize the amount of time spent on each task. And I spend 18.75% of my time on just boards and commissions. And that is extremely time consuming as far as, you know, the meetings that I attend. Some are in the day, most are in the evening. But the preparation and the preparation and the tasks I have to do after those types of meetings takes up a lot of my time. And as you look through the breakdown, I really spend 27% of my work week on being the city manager. So it's, between information technology, and again, it varies from week to week, and I spent 8 hours Thursday and Friday last week just trying to determine, we had an issue with the heat in this building, so I spent 8 hours trying to figure out what was going on with that issue. Finally got Johnny Green in here to help me out with that. I thought we had multiple problems with the air conditioning. We couldn't cool down the opera house. We had the auditors here at the same time. So we fixed it, and it turned out that we thought we were going to have to replace the air compressor, which controls the pneumatic controllers for all the air makeup units and the heat. But it turned out that it was simpler than that. Just that we had to replace the belt, and the motor was out of alignment, and that was causing the belt to slip. But, you know, things like that, that's why I put building management and maintenance because on here, which is about 5% of my work week, because I do control the operation of the opera house as far as heating and cooling and scheduling the air conditioning and scheduling when the heat comes on and off based on the schedule of the opera house itself. I spend a little time on that. We got to get the opera house used to do that. I got to get the software package back in there and in the opera house and do some training for them so they can control that. So I can alleviate some of that responsibility.
Yeah, is that set up in a system you can actually program the times when it's needed?
Yes.
So
yep.
That's already in place to be able to do it.
Yep.
Just got to delegate that.
Yeah, software. Something happened with their software. It's all Johnson Control software, which has put in all our energy efficient controls and the lighting systems and stuff like that.
Looks initially when I look at this breakdown, I think some of this stuff up under the very bottom row that says city manager 17 hours a week and some of the other things that fall into that what might fall into under city manager eventually.
True.
You know what I mean? That's yeah. part of this. I mean, it's some of that as far as it's, that goes.
It can be accommodation. Yes.
Right. But,
yeah.
I mean, this it can't be 17 hours a week being the city manager at the end of the day. That's what we need yeah. to fix. So if some of this has to fall under that and that number changes because of that, yeah. this should say city manager 40 or 50 or whatever hours you work, it should say that. And
right.
the things that you do underneath that, whether you're delegating duties, should all be part of that city manager. That's what your job is. That's what your job description, whatever falls under city manager job description, that should be that number. Yeah. That's what we need to achieve as far as that goes. And what falls under that is going to be the question mark and how you can, who you have underneath you as far as the department heads and people that work underneath you that are under your supervision and where you can delegate those duties and how you see that that needs to be done. That's the direction, I think, that we're trying to get to.
Well, and some of these we've talked about, like the Downtown Development Authority. There's ongoing discussions about Tom letting go of those duties and they being taken over by the... if there's changes in the DDA administration, then those hours are pulled out.
Right.
Now, we've also talked about the city assessor part of that, too. And I don't know if you have some thoughts on that. I thought you had written some notes on the city assessor.
It's on the it's on that
okay.
action plan to actually to contract the city assessor completely. Don't have the city manager be the city assessor. I mean, that's just in the realm of city government. That's just not that don't happen. You know, I don't know of any other cities that
so
a city assessor / manager combined.
Do we need that position refilled, or is that actually a contracted position?
I guess in my opinion it would be a contracted position. I wouldn't in my opinion I think that position could be contracted.
Have you had any discussion with the current assessor that helps you about far
yeah.
as it goes?
Yeah, certainly. And then we've had some discussion about sending all requests for proposals and when this current contract is up. And
which is when is his current contract up? Do you remember?
In April.
Of
this spring.
Next time year?
Yeah, in April 2019. I think from a cost savings perspective, you know, staying with a contracted assessor is probably the right thing to do. It's a way to go. That way you're not paying additional benefits and pension plan. But we would need to... add more duties to that contract than what Clayton's doing at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it would just have to be, the contract would have to be redone, basically.
Yeah.
I think a lot of cities do the same thing with planning and zoning.
Correct.
I think that they look to contract it out. And all of this stuff, at the end of the day, still revolves around not creating a bunch of, whether it's contract or not, to pay out more money. I mean, that's not the end goal here, but
no.
there might be some of that that
right.
has to happen. The restructuring of this, we need the city manager's office to work efficiently and to do city manager duties. And let's figure out what those have to be. But I think that happens quite frequently, that they contract
yeah.
assessors, planning, zoning. And there, and it goes the other way too. There are a lot of them that work for the municipals as well, depending on
sure.
what levels. Or if we talked about potentially, if the end result was an assistant city manager, that then we can combine some of this stuff potentially with that
right.
under that the job description essentially.
Would it make sense to? I know NEMCOG does the. They contract out planning and zoning. I know Denise
yep.
Klein is contracted planner for several townships and
yep.
other entities. I think it would almost make sense to on a short-term basis, look into that to take that off the plate right now. I mean, I'm just seeing, I mean, right now, the way this is all spread out, I don't think it's working. I don't think it's functioning well for the city.
Wasn't it when we asked Tom to be city manager and when this all came about, didn't we say, you know, wasn't there an agreement there that he would keep part of his assessor and we would hire him help? And so this has just been coming down the line for a while.
Yeah.
So, but I think you're right. We have to have free you up.
Tom's position in my,
yes.
From what it morphed from being the city assessor,
yes,
to what it is now.
Yes.
And right, wrong, or indifferent, that's where we're at now. So let's
right.
Help him fix it.
So with the current contract being up in April, now is November, is this a good time to start looking at the contract and how it could conceivably be changed?
Sure.
So we have time to come up with something that is going to be appropriate rather than trying to do it at the last minute.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think my opinion is of the planner, zoning administrator side is to look at trying to contract that out. and there are organizations that can do it, and there may be individuals that can do that on a contracted basis. The other thing that I believe that we lack is. And I look at it with the Port of Sheboygan all the time because I don't spend maybe 1% of my time on the Port of Sheboygan. I go to meetings and I have that on the port 1.5 hour a week. But I think we're missing a huge opportunity by not having somebody focus on the port and try to recruit industrial manufacturers here to use the port. And industrial manufacturers just in general. It doesn't have to be somebody that's going to use the port. But that's the kind of thing I need help with. I mean, I think for the future of the city of Sheboygan, we need to focus on marketing and improving our community, not just the port, commercially, tourism-wise, recreational-wise.
Perfect spin into my next, I guess, opinion is that, or what I would like to see is, here's the stuff that you're doing and where it's going, where the time's going, what do you need to be doing instead? Mm-hmm. That's a perfect example. Maybe it's not you,
yeah,
that has to be doing that, but we need a list of things where the city of Sheboygan is shortfall. Where are we? What areas? What's it going to take to put those in place? Is it you needing more time? Is it there needs to be a position that
right.
can come? That's another piece of this puzzle that is not there yet. So, I mean, that's another list, essentially, that we need to have as part of a grand discussion. And I think, just to keep going, until we know that we're hiring or contracting anything out, we need to know all of this simultaneously. It's kind of got to be a simultaneous move. Because if we just start hiring or contracting somebody else out to fill this gap and then somebody else to fill this gap, the next thing you know, we're going to be paying the same wage by contracting it all out. And you're going to be sitting there with more time to do things. Let's figure out what that time needs to become, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can't overdo this as far as expenditures, but
right.
It's obvious that we need to do something, I think.
I mean, on the table for the organizational analysis, the number one recommendation was to hire an assistant city manager position. So, I guess the question is that something that council wants to put as part of the action plan? Or is that contingent upon all these other changes being made that we're talking about, the contracting of different things? I guess, you know, I don't want to veer too far from the recommendations from the study. You know, if they're saying this is what the city needs, And I think we all know, you know, we all know the same thing too, you know.
I personally think that if we were to maintain all the duties that Tom has right now with the wide spectrum of things that he's doing, yes, an assistant would be a good thing to do. But if we more appropriately move things out of the way so he can concentrate more on the city manager, then wouldn't need to have an assistant because those things are taken off his plate and he doesn't have to deal with those other than if there was a problem that were to arise. As a city manager, he would have a handle on that and be able to address it. So he's more looking toward, rather than running in all these different directions, he can manage and say, well, this is not happening the way it should be happening. It has to happen. So that's where my thoughts are on that. But I have one other question. And with the city assessor, if that's a contracted thing, the zoning board of appeals, this is zoning, isn't that kind of a little bit of assessing? It's not?
Not really, no. It's part of zoning administration and planning, and
it's a separate, somebody's separate title to be the zoning administrator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. But does some of that, I mean, properties are assessed according to different guidelines and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Does some of that have to do with the way things are zoned or? Not at all.
It can, but
I mean,
yeah,
that's totally out of my realm, and you
right.
guys know more about that. But in
it doesn't really cross paths that much.
No.
It doesn't. Okay.
And the zoning board, there's been sometimes we haven't met for a year.
Yeah. Sometimes, again, that's an area where you might not spend any time on it. But more recently, we've done some rezoning, and we've had a couple of ZBA meetings, and rezoning the auto zone, and that helps if I don't have meetings. But when those kinds of things like auto zone come to the community, where it had to be rezoned, and then I had to go through site plan review, I spent a lot of time on that. I mean, I took a couple weeks of, you know, spending time on it at various times of the day.
Well, and those, I think those things are just as important as really as anything else, because that continuing to help people move forward in business,
absolutely,
continuing to grow. But that, we can't have that drawn you away from your everyday duties either. That's
right.
Where we got to get. We have to get that.
Yeah.
That separation, as far as that goes, if that's part of it.
Sure.
Is there anything you see that, with the people that you have underneath you, with talking with your department heads, is there any delegation that you're not doing or that they could pick up where you're not? Or, I mean, is everybody maxed out on what their day-to-day operations are? And some of this might not be easy to say yes or no, but it is what it is. This
right.
is, we're all in reality check here, where we are at.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... it is difficult to delegate
this kind of stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean, it's.
Well, board of review comes under the assessor.
Yes.
Most normally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I do that. I mean, the contracted assessor, he helps me with the board of review.
Right.
You
said
if
we had a full-time contracted assessor, would you still do board of review?
Yeah, well, that would be wise, I think, to make that part of the contract, that the, you know, so
that the
take all aspects of it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it would be my recommendation that the city manager has nothing to do with the assessing except oversee it.
Well, that's what my thoughts were too.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to bring that up. Now, on the meetings that you attend, is it in our charter that the city manager is to be in attendance to those commissions?
It's in the job description. It's not in the charter, but it's okay. In the job description of the city manager.
Okay, so if we were to make a change with regards to those things, because what you do, you chair and also take notes of the meetings.
I don't necessarily chair, but I am basically the secretary of
okay.
all boards and
that's
commissions.
That's right, there is a chair, and then you're the secretary, and
yeah.
you...
Yes.
So well, on some level,
you
some
basically lead.
I manage, yes. I manage all
manage
boards and
it.
Commissions and the secretary.
Right.
Because okay. I set the schedule, I set the meeting agenda.
Okay, is there some way that we can make a change conceivably in those?
Isn't that part of your help group as a city manager? Those
sure.
groups are your branches that do the delegation, make the recommendations to you, to the council, by you using, that's what they're focusing on, this planning portion, or recreation commission, or, you know, that, I think that you overseeing that, or the city manager overseeing those, is almost, that's part of under his wing, I would think, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
To know the continual operations.
Well,
reporting back.
Well, and also, the knowledge that Tom has, each of these commissions or boards relies on Tom having the knowledge on hand when they have questions. And it'd be hard for many of them to... There'd be delays in decision-making if he wasn't on hand to help work through that. Since planning meets once a month, they had a question that, and Tom wasn't here, they'd have to send a question to him, and then they'd have to wait a month to get the answer back. So there's times when I think there's places that it's central to Tom is here.
Right, well, and that might be one of the things that the city manager, that's part of the end game duties, is that's what they do.
Right.
That's what you oversee.
So we're
those.
Thinking that maintaining the attention,
what do you think?
The involvement with
how
the commissions.
That is that?
Yeah, it is someone. Yeah, it is someone important because
you tie it all together.
Typically,
know?
Have all the facts, or you know.
Well, we're looking at all of these things, and we need to look at. You know, yes, that is important, and
mm-hmm.
rather than just letting it go, we need to address it.
Right. Yeah, if we had like a contracted planner, zoning administrator. You know, I could still attend the meetings, but I don't have to do all the prep work, and you know, and I get help from my staff and from Janet and you know, the rest of my staff as far as you know, doing site plan review and that type of stuff. But if I had somebody that was actually doing that, and I just could just oversee it, that would relieve me of a lot of time. You know,
and you get an update of what needs to be updated.
Yes. Yep.
I'm digging through the charter right now as far as functions of the city manager, and I don't see where those specifically are on there. It does say all committees of the council.
Right.
Not
where they sit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be a member, though, not to administer.
Right.
Is what it clearly states in the charter.
Yep.
Which is a little dated.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
So then, am I hearing instead of hiring an assistant city manager, we're looking at contracting the assessor, contracting planning and zoning, and redoing the internal duties of the city manager's office? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what my feeling is right now. Or we have to have a better
that would be the first step.
Understanding with making those changes and then reassessing what the city manager. Before we tackle whether we need an assistant city manager.
So you said
and we need to figure out what that's going to cost.
Yeah, that's
at the end of the day, to contract as a... I mean, planning and zoning, just off the cuff, how much time do we need someone to do that? Is it a full-time position?
No, I don't think it would be.
Could you find a part-time planning and zoning, you know?
Yeah.
Is that what... Was it NEMCOG? Is that what was mentioned that... They do some contracts.
Yeah.
There's several companies out there that do
yeah.
just that.
Yeah.
that contract? It's planning and zoning.
Yeah,
it's pretty common in the new metropolitan areas in southern Michigan because there's more organizations that do that sort of thing. Like Dick Carlisle, for example, and Carlisle Workman in their office in Ann Arbor, they do multiple units of government, planning and zoning.
Gotcha.
All over what, you know, that area.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And it could, you know, if things get really busy, then the planning and zoning can be much more involved.
Mm-hmm.
In the past few years, it's not been a whole lot to be zoned and planned there.
Right.
I know the city of East Jordan contracts planning and zoning, and I think that person is there one day a week. And I think in city of Charlotte contracts planning and zoning, and that person is there, I think, 3 days a week, just for reference.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. See, that could vary. I mean, yeah, you might have a regular schedule, you know, 1 or 2 days a week, and then if you get hit with multiple site plan reviews, then that's going to ramp up the, yeah.
I think that's something that we need to look at as a comprehensive package to put together to relieve you of that, including assessor contract and stuff like that, to look at this kind of thing and anything else that you think, but also include what else we need. Where else do you need to focus now? Because if we take something away and it gets filled up with something else, and we have the same issue, that's not fixing it long-term either. So,
yeah.
What's the best route to go about this? Do we continue these meetings with the whole council, or would it be better to break it down into a committee where you can get things, I guess, in line and then come back to the council? Mark, what do you think?
I think we need to maintain the entire council.
Yeah.
The only thing I like is that
we can meet a whole lot more often and longer. It seems like this is we get an hour and a half to hash this out every 2 weeks. It's not going to do it. My timeline is way quicker than that.
Well, I think some of the writing of job descriptions would benefit from having a smaller committee working.
I agree with you there.
Bring that back, but the overall view of the organization has to be the committee of the whole.
I concur with that.
I think with job descriptions, just sort of nitty gritty stuff like you're saying, getting the format the same way, talking about what positions need to be in there, and then the whole committee can look at a finished product and agree or disagree.
Yeah.
The issue is that if we name a committee in 2 weeks, Joe's not going to be here.
That's
right. He's going to be here tomorrow.
The makeup of the council will be different.
Is this something that we would like to task the city manager and have him delegate to, have him find somebody to help him do this, to come up with and give him a task prior to the next meeting, like we just did in the last one? You know, I mean, we have to continue to roll this.
Right.
We can't wait until after the. I mean, I know there's things that are holding us up a little bit, but that we got to at least find something that we can continue to work on this.
We could start with the assessor. We have a part-time contracted assessor. City manager, it might be good to look at the city manager's contract and see what verbiage is in there regarding the assessor duties, because that would be possibly pulled out of there. I do not remember off the top of my head whether part of your pay was as assessor, if that would be coming out, or how would things be readjusted with that. A full-time assessor, we would be changing the contract. That's a good place to start on getting that down, because we've already begun on that slightly.
You have a contract?
We have a contract?
I do.
You do?
Yep.
Wow. I've seen that.
So that would be a good place, from my feeling, for us to start, because we do have to look at some possible changes with both of those things. We also have in the works slightly DDA changes. So because that's already beginning slightly, then we can concentrate on those two areas initially.
On the city, the assessor right now, we have a contract till April.
Right.
I don't believe it would be good to change that anything until before that.
But we can look at what we would need to do.
Yeah, that's, I think that's pretty simple.
Yeah,
of course.
That's what we need to look like.
Yeah.
Because we're looking at the city manager's contract, we're looking at the part-time assessor's contract, we're looking at a change in duties for that position with a full-time contracting. So there are a number of different changes that we have to look at.
I think with planning and zoning, we could outreach some arms to find out some options there. You're the only one that really knows the timeline that somebody would be looking for. Initially,
sure.
What your normal timeline is of how much time would be spent to get a rough estimate of how much something like that would be to cost, you know, or if it's even out there, what kind of how many firms would be willing to put something like that, bid in on something like that?
Right.
Probably do that Thursday.
Get a sample of the contract. Mm-hmm. Get a sample of the contract.
Yeah.
Or not a sample, but a copy.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty similar to what you know, say.
Mm-hmm. Tom, do you feel like you need help with job descriptions?
Yeah, I think that would help. Absolutely. Having a committee here. Yes.
I mean, I'd be willing to help, but we just did this a year ago at the library and went through and redid all the job descriptions.
I'd volunteer with that too, being there. I'm not in a hot seat for a couple more years, so.
Okay.
And part of the committee initially, I'd volunteer for that.
Yep, that'd be good.
And probably to get this going, we'd have to meet at least once a week.
Probably evenings, right? Use your best.
I have a couple days, full days I can take now on my contract, but you know, if it's something where we did a full-on workshop, I would do one. But
I think it'd be by your
schedule.
Right. More flexible.
I could help with that too. I would volunteer to do
that. Is that a consensus then that three of us, at least with the job descriptions, help Tom get those done. We start work on the city assessor
RFP,
potentially. And then also investigate the RFP for the planning and zoning. At least look at what other cities are doing around this.
Well, and I agree. I consensus, yes, I think. Anybody else okay with that?
I'll live the mayor, yeah.
Well, I mean, part of this discussion, too, we have tonight on our regular agenda, you know, the potential of a DDA position and the creation of that. It's hard to look at that stuff when we're looking at the city manager's position.
You've got moving parts going on while you're trying to fix
it. It's nearly impossible to make that kind of decision because right now, his current duties, if we take some of those away, then the current, we're looking at the whole package. And it's going to be, that's why timing is.
So that's D on our list up there.
Except we're in a time crunch regarding the DDA director
think?
Position with regards to
this direction.
And we need to make some decisions regarding.
And they're, you got to keep in mind that they are different budgets.
The
DDA has their own budget, and that position will be funded by the DDA. All the
Except
other positions.
There are some general fund monies that come out that affect the city regarding that whole situation.
Yes, there is.
But that's happening anyway with us making the decision to go Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
I did. That's a good direction.
It's a good place to start. Or
I think so. Doing the RFP for planning and building and assessing. And
when is our next?
We're doing all the management job descriptions.
When would we want to have
some? Was that helpful? I mean, it had to bring in everybody in to talk about the job descriptions. It had to be.
Yeah.
A productive session. I can't imagine it would have been.
Well, and I think
it is.
As we're looking at those job descriptions, we're going to want to talk to the people in those jobs, too.
Oh, yeah.
As we work on that.
Well, part of the discussion we've had even later in this was the potential combination or separating police and fire as far as that goes.
Yep.
So that those job descriptions may change or may stay the same, but
right.
It needs to be on the table. That's part of this whole grand discussion as well. I don't think that has too much to do with city manager-wise as far as your position, but
no.
In the grand potential reorganization of this,
yep.
If need
that's
be.
A big part of it.
Definitely.
I would look at that. You know, we do have job descriptions for fire and chief and assistant fire chief. And,
Now, within departments, let's pick on Jason. We have a job description for the head of the department. Now, within each the system, are there going to be job descriptions for each person within those departments? I guess that was my vision.
Yes, yeah, we could do that. I mean,
in the streets department, you've got sort of a manager, and then you have other people who do specific duties within there, but there should be some description so that when you're advertising those jobs in the future,
right.
You know what you're looking for.
And do we not have those descriptions out there? Are they outdated?
There's very few for the hourly employees. We don't have a lot of job descriptions, and what we do have are 20 years old.
Okay, and is that something that department heads can have some involvement in because they know what their people
sure.
are going to?
Oh, I think
to?
So. I think
oh, yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
And we have some responsibilities and duties of those departments, but they're not really a job description. And, you know, we have posted job postings with responsibilities and duties. But
well, that's a good place to start.
Yes. So they know what they need to do. I mean, but it isn't being a job description.
But probably those jobs have evolved over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and at some level in the chain, there has to be someone doing a job that is, their job for the day is whatever the boss tells them to do, not what's
right.
necessarily a job description, essentially. Yeah, there should be some limitations, but if something needs to be done, the guy that's above you or gal should tell you what needs to be done that day. And there should be no question mark on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how that works now. But
yeah.
I know there were some troubles crossing lines a few years ago of job duties. And
yeah, I know.
So I understand
much,
that there's...
Much
but
better.
That had
no,
to do
yeah.
with union.
Yep.
Right.
So we have
partly to be
massaged.
Aware on those things that have union involvement, what
yeah.
limitations we.
Yeah, the cooperation there, I think, is much better than it was in the past.
Yeah.
And,
I've heard
you know,
issues with that.
Cross jobs and very well. I mean, we actually sometimes the first guy in the snowplow in the morning is our mechanic.
Right. Same team.
So am I
yep.
hearing? Am I hearing this right? So if we hire an employee, so if we hire someone down at DPW, on their first day, they don't have a job description.
For the people that we've hired, we'd revised the job description before posting.
Okay.
But they have not been all redone. And every job description that I've read says, and other duties assigned by your superintendent.
Yeah.
Right.
Almost
that's
everyone has
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. Yep.
But it would be nice to have them in a similar format.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're writing them as needed, it lends to some blurring of a line.
And crossing different departments. there should be, when you post something, it should look similar from one department to the next department. It's all city of Sheboygan. So
there's a ton of housekeeping stuff that needs to be done, and a lot of it ties in with HR stuff, and that's on this proposed action plan too. That all ties into
HR is one portion that's not on this list.
Yeah, and I do some of that, but Bridget's actually our HR person.
Chime in. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
Currently, I have a list of long-term projects that I'd like to work on, and one of the first things I'd like to look at would be the policies, because same thing as the job descriptions are very outdated, different formatting and different. I would like a really nice new policy manual. That would be my number one, but I think job descriptions go along with that, so it would be nice to redo them all at the same time.
Policies for what? Personnel?
Personnel, council policies, I mean, all the policies that we have, they're kind of all over the place from what I've seen so far. So, a lot of just housekeeping.
Yeah. It's been in need for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's just a lot of time spent doing that, and everyone's pressed for time.
But there's a lot of resources out there, if you know.
Yeah.
MML will help a lot. We when the auditors were here, they're looking at sending us some draft policies, so hopefully we can just institute those, or you know what I mean, just change them a little bit so they fit what we need. And
Bridget, you said you have some sort of list that you've started, I guess even if it's mentally, of what?
No, it's actually a written list.
And you haven't prioritized?
I do. Well, that's kind of how I do long-term, short-term. Like the day-to-day stuff that I'm working on, then I do a long-term list of when it slows down.
I think that her input on this is part of the reorganization as well. I'm sure you've shared it with Tom, and
sure.
That can be part of this discussion, maybe even at the next, to start that realm as well, to where there's a secondary plan of attack of helping reorganize it. Maybe it has crossed paths a little bit, the duties and how that all happens out. So
sure. Our policy manual is that thick.
Right.
But it's
I don't need to read the whole policy manual, but just know that we need to clean it. That could be one of the my items, you know.
We got policies on how to receipt money. And one thing we don't have a policy on is the use of credit cards.
Right.
No policy on it. So somebody coming in.
A state law that says you have to have.
I know. So don't put that in the minutes.
So that's a high priority to get that policy done.
Yeah.
But like you said, the auditors probably can help a lot in that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll ask, where is your credit card policy?
Right.
I would like to see
electronic funds policy.
I would like to see Bridget come to us with her list of things in portion of our next one of these. I think we look at that with her.
Or just send it to us in email so that...
Potentially to start, yeah.
We have a better picture of the vision here.
I got just a question.
Sure.
So there's a whole laundry list of proposed action plans for council to adopt.
Right.
So what's going to happen with that? The thing that I heard from several people, they didn't want to see it shelved.
Right. Yes.
Well, we can't do it all at the same time.
Well, I get that.
We have to prioritize, and I think a good place to start is the city manager and separating those things out and making possible ideas for adjustments so we can begin the process. You have to start somewhere. You can't do it all at the same time.
We have some direction for that next, and we have some time left to look at, to continue to review this stuff.
Well, according to this, we're ahead of schedule. That says November we start.
I know. Next week. We're perfect.
We're ahead of schedule.
That's good.
Yes.
I guess a sidetrack, I'm working on a list here, but 7 is the IT, and that's something I think we could implement with training, is to overhaul some of that, and I think that would just really help workflow in general, help communication. I mean, it's always been a thing that I've kind of outside looking in, it's like there's a lot of things in different places. And if we can streamline that to have everything, and I know we have a server and everything like that, but
sure.
The environment I work at from the school now, we shifted over to, it's a G Suite, Google Suite. So mm-hmm. now you can have shared calendars that you can delegate calendars off to, so you know where meetings are going to be. You can do video conferencing. All the documents and forms, everything like that, is now in a centralized hub. Anytime you update it, everybody has it updated once, so you're not fishing through an old email to try to find a document. But I have an impression that that's kind of how things go around here currently. I mean, what are we using for our main email system? Is it still using Outlook or?
Mainly, yeah, most everybody uses Outlook.
Okay, so now you would have a designated setup to where you can now group people out, you know, different teams. You just start typing that in, it's going to go to them automatically. As far as delegation of duties, you can actually send things, you know, I know Jason mentioned something about having phones, all that kind of stuff, so everything can be tracked there. You could do time logs, all that kind of stuff through that.
Sure.
And I'm just searching around the pricing and everything right now. I mean, it's for municipalities, it's fairly reasonable, and they do, you know, there are specialists out there to come in and just like overhaul, train all of our staff members on how to do that. But I think that would be personally somewhere we need to go with it. And I think that'd be getting rid of a lot of roadblocks for efficiency through our office. I mean, are you familiar there with that at all? Ever worked in that environment or?
No, we've always just used Outlook. We have done calendar sharing. We can go out and see other people's calendars. I don't think right. I have that set up. I don't know, the girls might have it set up.
Yeah.
It sounds great, but it's a strain. This all boils down to training and becoming fluent with it, and everybody on the same page. That's going to take some time to implement, no doubt. I mean, I think training is essential. That's one of the bullet points on here is,
I think it's on a bunch of different
right.
staff training.
Yeah. I don't know how often the staff goes to training sessions, but it's
one thing we need to do. I mean, if we assign a couple people to go off and get this, come back, and then it's, you know, it's a staff training day. Everybody's going to
yeah.
learn how to use the stuff and then actually stay with it. And that's one of the things is you have some people that just will not adapt and they're working outside the environment and it just becomes a mess. But they're meant to be in place to streamline it all and make everybody's lives easier. I mean, it can be a little bit of a pain at first, but I personally think it would help this office run way better.
Sure.
And a lot of that training now is available.
A lot of it's online. I mean, they support that stuff, webinars, all that kind of stuff, where you don't have to leave the site, pay the mileage to go, all those kind of things. I mean, I don't know where we're at hardware-wise, I mean, but most of the stuff is cloud-based, so you don't need to have any extra software or anything like that to be
right.
operated.
Yeah.
Do you have the rest of this document there that we can, just to refresh my memory, to look at the next steps?
Would you like to step on to, or you want to keep scrolling?
You can go ahead. Do you have any thoughts on 3, Bridget?
I agree.
Now, as far as that for budget training conferences, is there stuff that you're looking at right now?
I haven't found anything. I get a lot of news alerts and things like that, but I haven't seen anything that would specifically help me, I think, in my overall position at this point. I'm sure there's stuff out there, but...
Yeah, we're hoping through the winter here we're going to have a little downtime. It's tough to come by, but you know, Bridget came in at a very difficult time. Just
yep.
when she was here 30 days before the end of the fiscal year, then we went right into an audit. I mean, there's a lot of prep work that needs to be done in there.
And an election.
An election, yeah. We had an election in August, and now one in November, so... It was a tough time of year to come in.
So, looking at these, I think number one it is the first step that we need to get, and leads to so many other parts of this. And I think number six, maintaining the capital improvement plan, we're going to, I think, look at some of that from Jason's department tonight. But I think we've looked at Jason's model on capital improvements as something to emulate in other departments.
Has that conversation been had across departments?
Yeah, we've talked about that, and that's something that I think Bridget and I need to work on and reformat how that looks.
I mean, it's a bit different because not every department's going to be buying the kinds of things that he buys, but still, if you're new computers, new copiers, that kind of stuff needs to be planned for regular replacements.
Mm-hmm.
Just makes it much easier when there's the budget discussions to have that at your fingertips from every department, because every year we should look at every department and see how, you know, that's mm-hmm. not solely, doesn't have to solely be on you and Bridget, but that's
sure.
that's overall our input to help that. And this helps a lot. That helps a ton. It goes to budget. I'm sure it does for you too.
Absolutely.
Future planning, and we see that we have to be able to put some baskets away.
Well, yeah, well, right. Setting the budget is part of your job description. I mean, as far as the charter goes, that's in there.
Sure.
So, you know, to do that.
And that's the kind of thing I should be spending more time on instead of looking at a site plan and, you know, doing zoning administration.
I couldn't believe when I worked in Rogers City how many budget workshops they had during the day.
Really?
I'm like, really? Another one? And it's the city manager, and sometimes it was staff, and sometimes it was the council, but it was very frequent, and for a long, all day, is it? So,
yeah.
What, you know, just something to where you see other municipals and how they're doing things, and, you know, it doesn't have to be done like that here, but it's just,
Just looking at surrounding communities doesn't mean we have to mirror that, but it's a resource that it's only a phone call away. It's
yeah.
Like, hey, what do you do over there? You know,
for sure.
What are you guys using for a, you know,
council package? We sometimes have daily budget meetings internally with staff.
I'm sure. Right?
Especially when we got Jason. He likes to spend a lot of money, so I gotta figure that out. I gotta figure out where that comes from. And Bridget and I are trying to find where we can make money. So Jason likes to spend it, but it's necessary.
We just raise more rates. That's all.
Seven, the last part of that.
That's sort of what you were talking about.
So there's still more below that.
Yeah, there's a few more.
It says here, designate a staff person to lead this effort. That's what I'm wondering, is who would be in our current staff or able to.
Yeah, and the city contracts with a couple. I mean, you have your server is managed by someone else.
Yeah, and we do have some contractors.
Use Jason Strait to do some of the stuff.
He comes in, to help occasionally. Yeah, IT Wright manages the server. It gets backed up every day.
But is it something? You know, my thing with that is okay. So when you come and fix the hardware, it's different than training your staff on how to use this and use it properly.
Yeah,
whole different ballgame there.
Yep, that's right.
And you don't want the same person to. It's a hardcore technique.
No, they're not very good at teaching.
Well, and that's what at the end of the day, whether you're the city manager or whoever is the city manager is the CEO of this company, and they are going to have to figure out who below them is going to be doing these things, or is it on you? But that's, and if we're going to change some, just, you know, operations, it seems like it's going to have to happen.
There's a couple, I thought, you know, a lot of these are housekeeping stuff, and, you know, number 11 was improved communication channels within the city. Just in the analysis, that was one of the things that came out as a pretty big weakness. So the timeline on that was like
immediate,
yeah. So there were some recommendations there. But then there was also a couple other things that were kind of bigger changes, and that was the separate police and fire, and then bring in the
ice rink under Parks and Rec. And those, I don't think we've discussed either of those two in detail. And to me, I think those were some bigger changes as far as, you know, a lot of this other stuff is internal stuff and improvements that should be made. But the ice rink and the fire department were kind of bigger organizational changes.
Yeah, the Robert Report definitely stood those two things were standouts in immediate attention. And it showed the most response from the surveys, from staff discussions of those, for sure.
And the rec committee, in their plan, I noticed that since Katie's been on there, they're being very organized and methodical. Have they had that discussion about the ice rink and that becoming, or is that not?
We've had some discussion on that, but yeah, they're not really focusing on that. I think they believe it's my decision and the council's decision how that's managed.
So if it was within the recreation department realm, they would just organize it with the other stuff that's there.
Right. Yeah.
How would that affect to implement that into your, could you take the current ice rink budget line and copy paste it in the recreation department? I know there's more than that, but how would it affect how quickly could you move that? How quickly could you put that under the recreation department? And then what do we do with the two different managers? The recreation department manager and the ice rink manager. Then there's two heads of that department. Not necessarily, but, or is one oversee the other, you know, in that regard?
I think, to answer your first question, I mean, we operate the ice rink like it's an enterprise, like we do water and wastewater, like they're a separate entity,
yep.
Even though they're all under the umbrella of the city of Sheboygan. But yes, we can move those monies. It can be put into the general fund. That's easy to do.
Do we need to do that, or can we?
Well, the thing is that, you know, I've looked at that, you know, moving things around. It's all about money. We just, no matter what we do, We still need $30,000 to $40,000 to operate that rink. You know, just because we're going to move money back into the general fund, that's still a huge expense for us. And we need to change that. I really think it's easier to manage having it separate, because then we know where the dollars are going and what we're spending money on.
But it doesn't mean it can't become part of our recreation plan.
Not at all. Yeah, absolutely.
Just because the budget may be a separate line item.
Yeah.
That, and like the Opera House is a separate, but that could be recreation as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Partial of his buildings and grounds, or however you do that, because the city hall is here as well. But
yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there's some good things, I think, happening with the ice arena this year. Hockey Association is doing a lot. They're doing a lot of things to get the numbers up, and they've made some significant changes. They were anticipating 57 kids in the Hockey Association, and they're over 80 right now. So
yeah,
that helps.
Didn't they cut their money down? I mean, the entry fee, or
they really left it the same. But what they did this program called Try Hockey for young kids, for any kids, which was free, and they did it for a couple of weeks, so you could go there, and they had equipment, and the kids could, you know, get outfitted, and they added 15, 16 kids with that, just, you know, kids that just came out that had never played hockey before, and they signed up, and,
good.
You know, it's helped.
It seems to me that the management of the Hockey Association is really, they've grabbed the bull by the horns a lot.
Yes.
Which is nice. And I think that the communication between the city and the Hockey Association and all the other entities that use them, you know, that was
a big difference.
Huge.
Because I think, once Anderson, where we're at as a city, being able to financially run that rink.
If it's under the recreation department,
a lot of people
they can come to that meeting. I would like a representative of the Hockey Association. I would like Craig to be involved in at the recreation meeting too. You know, as far as that goes, at least at, on call, which I'm sure he is, as far as that goes.
Yeah, in fact, we should have a once every 3 months. Maybe we should have a recreation commission meeting at the rink. You know, just go there and have it. Just, yeah, absolutely.
Well, with a facility that size, it's hard to ever going to, with just with maintenance and upkeep, it's not ever going to make money.
None of them that I've ever seen or any
it's,
municipal,
it's an
they all lose money.
Of a city for parks and recreation.
Yeah, it's part of it. We have other expenses.
I mean, the goal would be to not have those expenses, obviously, but the reality of it is I don't, tons of community.
Well, and this is a, and that's
don't even operate them,
and that's an annual cost. We have capital expenses in the future that are going to be much higher than the $30,000-$40,000.
It's true.
So that's we have to be prepared for that, and that we have to start budgeting accordingly, or talking about it. Budget.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, if a compressor goes down there, what do? Just lock the doors?
All right.
So we replace.
Yep, we got to find money to replace that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that, again, we're talking about a capital asset plan.
Right.
Well, that's where it's a recreation authority comes in, or involvement by the townships and the county with something that is to the betterment of the whole area. It's not just the city that mm-hmm. is reaping the benefits of having the arena there. It's the whole area.
Yeah, and until we get that to that level,
right.
We have it's us,
right,
on our own,
right.
We have to continue
talking,
that comment. Oh yeah,
yeah. But
that
we're talking future and compressors and all the things
yeah.
that we need in the future. Now is the time we start talking.
Right.
We need other people on board.
That asset management plan that Jason uses needs. I mean, it almost. Needs to be implemented in parks and rec, you know, public safety. I mean, because you're talking about large expenditures, large equipment. That's a lot of money, and then if something does go wrong or go bad, a fire truck or whatever, then you know at least there's a plan, so it's not going to put a strain on the city's budget immediately. The asset management plan that Mark was saying really should be across every department.
Agreed. And someone in our, I mean, who actively seeks out grants for different departments? Is it department heads? Is it the city manager? Is it somebody alerts us that something's available?
Yeah, it's a mix. I mean, I mean
that's it's super important. I mean,
yeah,
there may
be
great
money. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we. We bought 3 police cars for $30,000. I mean,
it was awesome. $130,000
of the police vehicles that we bought
for, sure.
$30,000.
And it's always in the back of my mind, you know, even like Vice Pavilion, just come, is there money for recreation area in, I don't know that answer.
Yeah.
But
it's difficult. See, there's no money for operation. That's always a difficult task.
Right.
There isn't money for operation.
Gotcha. But capital stuff, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's difficult too. Just
gotcha.
Repair and replacement. Yeah, it's difficult. In water and wastewater, there can be grant money for repair and replacement, and that's looked at very very closely by the federal government, by the state governments. And they know infrastructure improvements have to be there, but for recreational opportunities, it's you're on your own. You know, it's not a necessity. Water and wastewater and having those good utilities is a necessity. It's essential. So that's why the state and federal governments will fund it. It's a safety issue.
Well, what would it take for you to implement the capital improvement plan, right? Asset management. What is it?
Asset management. We have a capital improvement.
Yeah, that's
plan,
what asset management plan into the different departments. I mean, is that basically a stroke of your pen saying? This is the way I'd like to see it by the next reporting time or
sure.
whatnot.
Yeah,
in this format, if you need help, here's how we're going to do it. Is that the right way to go?
That
I mean, I
that is his role.
That's
I mean, that's
what we keep
Yeah.
It rolls up to you.
I mean, there's no question. We know. I mean, this is going to be, it's key for us, it's key for you to make the best decisions. And we talk about things like the, you know, recreational authority down the road. That's your roadmap to warrant, hey, we need to work together on this because we know where the expenses are coming down the pipe. We want to maintain this within not just the city, but for everyone in the community. These are critical.
So yeah, that's something we can do.
We do, I mean, thanks, Jason, because there is a great framework there that's easy to understand and how to do it. I get that's going to be different for each department, but it's especially the wintertime, be a great time to sit back and get this down, get this together, and, you know, once it gets a little busy, again, after the snow's gone, we're now working with someone.
Sure.
So do we make a consensus that we want us, that's the idea, that's where we're going, and how long, when do you get those by? When do you ask your department heads prior to your budgets to?
We'll start working on those in late January, February.
Yeah.
And we start looking at the capital improvement plan and budgeting for the next fiscal year.
Okay.
So now is a good time to implement that basic format that Jason has given us. So now would be the time to get that all ready so they're ready in January or February to work on budget.
And I'm sure you've talked to the department heads. You've had the discussion about that, as I'm sure, with everyone, right?
Sure.
Is it, you're getting feedback? Is that positive, negative feedback from them? I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, but
no,
I don't
not
want
at all.
To be such
you
a
know,
burden.
Yeah, not at all. It's just some of that I'm just going to have to help them with.
Yeah.
You know, and do it in some respects. But,
gotcha. Now, Jason, when you started putting your plan together, what was one of the biggest things that was kind of a hurdle for you? Was it existing equipment, understanding the age on those things?
Yeah,
where did you have to look and find that?
Every document that was on any equipment was all on paper. So everything had to be gathered and entered electronically, and also an assessment of its condition needed to be performed. We had to make some guesswork of how long it was had left to live and how long it had been there. So for the water that had probably about 200 items, it only took a few months, but the wastewater has thousands of items, and it took us over a year. So it depends on how many individual items, and it also depends on, we used $1,000 as the breaking point at wastewater, $500 for water, but you'll have to determine that. What do you want to track? I don't want to track out 20 years of savings for a $1,000 purchase, so what do you want to drill down to? What would you consider a large expense when you looked at your billing report? So that's where I tried to determine that $500 you probably wouldn't worry about, $1,000 at the wastewater because there's so much going through it, but the purchases above that we'd like to track, and we'd like to know how much we need to save before it's replaced.
Gotcha. Well, I think that's a great idea. I mean, it's going to force each department to do an inventory and an assessment of all the equipment they have.
And I think at some level, some of them have that done ready to a certain extent.
I mean,
just
I'm
changing
sure
format.
They all know what it is and what they need, but putting it down and actually getting a plan together for replacement
because it flips back to what I'm talking about with the streamlined IT system. Or document saving, all that kind of stuff, where now it's electronic, so when we have turnover, you know, you're not doing what Jason did as far as hunting through file cabinets, and, you know, that's what we got to leave, you know, for the, you know, after we're done. That's how it's got to be, it's got to operate now.
You want to move on? I think we should have a discussion regarding the separation or potential separation of police and fire at the next one of these. And I think we should pretty much start there so we can get into it. It was one of the biggest things that came up. And I don't know. They're right. I don't know.
I don't, yeah, that's fine. I have a lot of questions.
And we need to have a discussion and dig into it, I think.
think that we're trying to do too much all at once? Is it better to concentrate on making the changes city manager,
yes,
assessor, and those things, yes, and then back burner police and fire for
no,
a little bit?
Yes and no.
I think on number one, we have some elements that we need to work on that are going to take some time. I don't want to lose momentum and stop discussion on the rest of this.
Yep.
Right.
And I think as we're working on the number one things and getting those pieces together before we can conclude that, we can continue on looking at this list. And like I said, it might help the chief if we get some of the questions. Yeah, I've got it in my mind about... I'd like to know what the benefits are, what are disadvantages of separating, you know, how's the budget done, and there's a whole bunch of questions I have.
I would like to hear from the fire chief on the same questions. I kind of want to know what's the norm, how does this all work out, and then we have the question marks of what our charter says, or right, or how it's set up now, but we're not operating that way. Maybe we're not.
We have an ordinance. Department of Public Safety. Yeah, so by ordinance, that management of the police and fire department is based on that ordinance.
Gotcha.
And Chief Jones is basically the director of the Department of Public Safety, so he oversees both departments. It appears that, you know, if the council made a decision that they wanted to separate it, we don't have to disband the Department of Public Safety. There's a clause in the ordinance that allows the city manager to make that decision.
Gotcha.
Because otherwise, changing that ordinance can be lengthy. You have to have two public hearings.
Yes.
I have a quick question. Is this our last council, this evening's council meeting, is this our last meeting before the election?
It is, yes.
Okay, so there is the conceivability that there could be three new people on the council.
Yes.
So that's another thing that we have to take into account, because
yes,
if we have new people on the council, it would be nice to have them be involved and get up to speed on things as the rest of us.
Well, what I'm thinking is that the next meeting is the 13th, that we will at least have a committee report from the committee about job descriptions. And then on the 27th, which is the following meeting, maybe we have another special meeting like this to have that discussion about the public safety department.
We're both putting in motion the planning zoning RFP, the assessing RFP.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, is that we work on that item one and have a committee report for the 13th on almost everything.
And then we continue the discussion on that.
Yeah. And I think we need to get questions to Tom about
what we want to answer prior to that meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if we can, who do we want here to answer those questions? Of course, the chief, the fire chief, potentially, mm-hmm, that we could request that they come to that meeting, right?
Yep.
And who else? Sure. Who else would be important information for that discussion? Whoever you think, of course.
Sure. I think, yeah, the fire chief and the chief are...
Good start.
Maybe, yeah, enough.
Maybe the city attorney, if it involves any type of...
I don't know.
Sure. That's not a bad suggestion. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
That's before that, I'd like to get another look at our current police contract.
Okay.
Because I have some concerns, and I talked with this with some of the officers on. It's tough. It's tough to keep people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And and I know we settled this just recently, but a big issue is retirement.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
For us to keep officers around. I mean, it's just something I want to look at again, because that is my fear, that we get some good people and leave us quickly, and this hurts. And the big thing is that, you know, if you're going to work that kind of line of duty, put your life on the line, like, you know, people can accept, okay, the region I'm in, the wages might be kind of low, but if there's not anything you can hang your hat on for putting that time in down the road, another place can offer something better there, that might be a comparable wage, that's what we're going to do.
Yep,
and Chief, how did we cycle through since in the last year officers?
Three.
That have started with us and left.
No.
Yeah. How many have we lost as far as you?
Two retired, one that started and left and got replaced.
Would actually.
Pardon?
Didn't we lose two of them, Kurt? With John? Or was he?
Yeah,
was
John
he a
was
year?
Over a year ago.
That was, okay. That was over a year ago.
So, all right.
But, yeah.
There's a problem there.
Yeah.
What we're seeing. Well, good discussion.
Yep.
So we're good for 5:15 on the 13th again? Is that what we're doing?
No, the 27th.
Oh, not on the 13th.
No, I think we've got some stuff to get in order.
Yep.
First 13th, I'm saying, yeah, a committee report within our schedule. Yeah. Time here and committee updates. At least on what we've been
working. Are we going to do the committee? Is the committee report going to be given at the council meeting, or is
yes.
it going to be given at an earlier?
No, it'll be at the,
okay, at the council meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tom, are you giving us information regarding that?